99.9 The Fan presents the Adam and Joe Podcast on WRALSportsFan.com and our new WRAL Sports Fan app.
All right, let's get to basketball because we all want people to donate to Alec. I just did. So St. Paul, just great, great organization. They're doing very cool work. All right, let's get to the ACC and the NCAA tournament. We'll get to Syracuse and why they all make us kind of sick at the end of this. North Carolina's position in the bracket. What do you think of the part of the draw that they're in? You like their chances to maybe make it to San Antonio?
Yeah, I do. I think that they've got a pretty good chance. I don't know that I would say it's quite as easy as it was initially made out to be. I think part of that was because of the history that Carolina has with the two other teams in their bracket that are right around where they are in terms of what they did against Michigan and what they did against Ohio State. But Michigan is not the same team that they played early in the year. Ohio State, I think, maybe kind of is what they are, but Michigan is not that same team. Michigan's been much better. So if they were to advance to face Michigan, I don't know that they would be facing anything close to the same Michigan team that they played a little while ago. So I wouldn't quite go that far with it, but I mean, it's certainly a doable thing. Gonzaga's the four is good, but I mean, it's not
the same Gonzaga team that's been around
right,
for a while.
And they won't face a team that would necessarily have like a home court advantage, really, in L.A. So while it would be, you know, a little bit trickier maybe to win out there, it's not going to be impossible, considering the opponents.
Get Roy started on, you know, teams that supposedly have home court advantages in the NCAA tournament,
right,
because he likes to tell his Kansas story all the time.
Oh, which one?
I forgot which one it was where they lost in.
Lost in Kansas City
as a
one seed in the second round. It happens.
It happens.
It doesn't guarantee you anything.
No, it guarantees you nothing.
You know, and speaking of Kansas,
I know Carolina's 33-1 in North Carolina. But
That's right. But I think that speaks more to North Carolina than anything
else.
And
also, by the way, the fact that it's often those first games, and Carolina's usually a high seed, and that usually means you're getting out of that first weekend.
Not going to be an issue. But it's funny, like the whole home team thing, like Kansas gets the whole Wichita thing, right? And they're going to be bringing a lot of people to a home game for Kansas or whatever.
Sure.
And NC State fans were kind of grumbling about that.
Why?
You and I talked about this on the Panic Room today.
How that goes.
If you're NC
get
State.
Get a one seed.
Well, yeah. If you're NC State, Kansas ain't my problem.
No.
What would be the problem?
Seton Hall.
Yeah.
Seton Hall's a tough team for them.
I know.
Physical team.
And the other reason why, if you're a State fan and you're looking at this, Matt, if you're looking at your little pod right now, it's not so much that you think Seton Hall's tough or not. It's just the history of NC State in their first season under Kevin Keats.
Yeah, I think it's mostly been positive, and I was in a place where I was ready to sort of trust them to at least take care of the teams that you think they should beat and that are beatable.
Right.
The last few weeks of the season, I've been a little bit more unsure of that. So that's kind of why I'm a little bit more nervous heading into that game for them than I would have been a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's just reality.
I mean, Seton Hall is, you know, basically a team at their exact level.
They're
a different type of team, but they're very athletic. They're physically strong. It's a difficult matchup.
The point being that the most NC State thing this season would be the either or.
Right.
Either they're going to lose to Seton Hall,
or beat Kansas.
They're going to beat Kansas.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen with this NC State squad under Kevin Keats in his first year.
I don't mind their chance to beat Kansas.
Yeah. No, absolutely
Kansas
not.
Kansas has been
absolutely
kind of up and
not.
Down this year.
Well, was it Chris Patola yesterday that said that he likes their matchup with Kansas better than their matchup with Seton Hall?
I get it.
So, I mean...
Although Seton Hall is one of those teams, and Providence is sort of similar when you look at North Carolina, that I look at their, you know, you look at the KenPom stats, and you go, oh, wow, there's really nothing they do well.
What?
Like, there's nothing they do, like, terribly.
Nope.
But there's also nothing they do, like, you go, oh, they're top 50 in this. No, they're, like, in the hundreds to 200s in, like, everything.
A lot of people
you're like, how do they win?
A lot of people are high on Providence, though, given the Big East
And that their coach lost his, or tore his pants.
He doesn't have pants.
I did love that.
That's great.
I love that. That's something who relatable.
Yeah. Who hasn't found themselves in a pants situation?
Right.
Right. So
just puts a towel over it. That shows a coach that can improvise. Yeah.
Although the one time I didn't do pants at Cardinal Gibbons, I had
to go home. What is Ed Cooley doing that he split his pants?
It's a physical game.
Going to a bad tailor.
It is a physical game.
I don't know.
I mean, what is he doing that he's splitting his pants?
By the way, going back to Carolina for a second.
Jamie Dixon out there on the court playing defense.
You were at Carolina today for their media availability.
I was, and like a real reporter and everything. It was crazy.
Dusting off the capital J.
That's right.
Lauren Brownlow with the capital J journo status. What is up with that? So Cam, so Roy Williams and Cam Johnson spent a little time talking about like his body. Where is he at right now?
Yeah, I guess. Remember when he fell in the Virginia game and he was down for a while? He said his back locked up, and he didn't come back in for the rest of the game. He did lobby to come back in, but as he said, he's like, basically my status went from much less pain in that moment. You know, it kind of decreased over time. So it was kind of a cute way, in my opinion, of him saying, like, my back was bothering me before, it locked up then, and then it felt better than it did when it locked up. Like, that was sort of how I interpreted that, was like, maybe the back's been an issue all along. Yeah. And he's been getting a lot of treatment on it. They did some shoot around and weights today. He didn't do any of that. And if you know how Roy likes to say this, if the game were today, he wouldn't play.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I always love
they
that.
Shouldn't need him.
And yeah, this was brought up as well opener. Because they think he'll be fine by Friday. But, you know, Roy brought this up with Ty Lawson, for example, in 2009. They sat him.
Right.
You know, even though they could have played him against Radford in that opener, they also sat him for the whole ACC tournament as well. You know, they'll do that if they have to do that. And I think that, you know, they'd be willing to do that. Although Cam is very eager to get back. He remembers literally every detail of the last NCAA tournament game he played in.
Which was when?
It was 2016.
Okay.
Against Wisconsin. It was a 47-43 game.
Yeah, well, it's Wisconsin plays those games.
Yeah, and he said, and we even decided to slow it down more, is what he said, which I was like, what? And yeah, because he said, if you think we slowed it down against Wisconsin, how many points do you think? And we all said in the 40s. He's like, right. So, and he remembered like literally every detail, and I was like, there is no person on this planet that should remember this much of this game. But there he was. No,
if I watched it, I would have forgotten it.
And Lipscomb, by the way, is one of the top five adjusted tempo teams in the country. So they will want to run with North Carolina.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Right. So
they
could tell.
They don't need Cameron Johnson.
I could tell, though, that he was very eager to play against
a team
like that.
Right.
But I think he also understands, look, if Roy wants to keep him out, it's for his own good. He kept him out of the Virginia game, even though he said, Coach, I'm fine. So we'll see. We'll see what they decide to do.
Going to need everybody to beat Providence or Texas A&M. Texas A&M is a weird team.
They are.
They've got tons of talent.
Yeah, both of those teams are similar, I think, in the sense that they're, you know, obviously defensive teams that'll make it tough on you. And yeah, Texas A&M has a lot of talent.
Yeah.
And a lot of athleticism, whereas I guess Providence will just rough you up a little bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're going to split your pants.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, they'll need all hands on deck, and I think they want to get him to where he's feeling much better because they're going to need him.
Michigan potentially in the Sweet 16.
Potentially,
sure. Isn't that kind of the team that Carolina doesn't want to see?
I mean if you're choosing.
They weren't a great three-point shooting team this year, not a typical Beilein team.
But Beilein can do some stuff that is difficult to play against.
Yeah, and Carolina has taken...
They still, I'm assuming, play that 1-3-1.
Right.
That weird zone, the 1-3-1 that you don't see very often. And then they do the, you know, they kind of do some things on offense that you don't typically see as well. So, yeah, it'll be, I mean, it'll
and
be interesting.
Herb offense.
I still think that they won't. I would still like Carolina in the game.
Okay.
I mean, I really would. Because like you said, that's what you associate most, I think, with those Beilein teams is the three-point shooting, and they don't do that this
year. They're not great. They're good. They're not great. They were good among Big Ten teams, not so good
nationally.
Yeah,
but it's not what you're used to, and it's not what you're used to seeing from Michigan either.
Right.
So, I mean, I would certainly like them to come out of that little section there, obviously. Houston is an okay team, but I would like Michigan to come out of that group. And yeah, I mean, obviously of that group of teams, that would be the one I would least like to see if I'm North Carolina. But that's also me looking at the rest of those teams and thinking none of them scare me at all. So, you know.
So it's a cakewalk to the Final Four for
Carolina. That's
what
everybody says, right?
Yeah, that has been the Twitter.
Well, it would be whoever comes out of the top half, too, though, wouldn't it?
We do this.
I don't think anybody's got cakewalk in any region, but I've always said that.
I mean, we do this
every
single
year.
I know.
Every
somebody
tournament.
Has the cakewalk, somebody has the bracket of death.
The bracket comes out. The
NC
team
State
that, no,
has
the team
worst
that you like.
Bracket in the history of brackets.
Yeah.
But it's not just NC State. It's the team
eight?
That you like.
Correct.
That The team that you like is the team
it, yeah.
that becomes, oh, my, can you believe what they did? And then the team that you don't like has the easiest bracket that ever was known.
And let me say this, like, I get why people look at Duke's bracket the way that they do, mm-hmm. but there's so much that can happen between now and then. I mean, that's a cliche, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
committee's out to get
to
you.
To get out of this weekend for Duke, though, is the first priority, and I really don't think that they're going to have a problem with that.
They shouldn't.
They should not have a problem
they
with that.
They shouldn't. Although it's funny you mentioned Duke.
I think there are problems in the second round, no matter who they play.
You know, maybe I'm misremembering.
Man. Oklahoma is bad.
Maybe I'm misremembering.
You're right.
They should not be in this tournament.
You're right.
I get why they are in it. They shouldn't. They've been like obliterated, not just
right.
losing games. So I don't know.
But it's the overall body of work, Lauren.
And they have the best guard.
They do.
In the tournament.
They absolutely do. which helps.
Yeah.
But if that's your only good guy.
And
what else you got?
And Rhode Island, while not a great team.
And they kind of limped into this, too. Yeah.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Well, they lost in the
And they lost to Davidson
A-10 title
recently
game.
Before. I think they've lost four of their last seven.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of limping in there, too.
But back in 2010,
everyone said Duke had the easy one.
I'm misremembering this.
No, they said Duke had an easy bracket.
During that run in 2010, it was when they faced, was it West Virginia first or
Everybody
Baylor first?
Everybody assumed they were going to lose.
That's the thing.
They beat Baylor and Houston.
Okay, Baylor and Houston. Remember, that was against
the Elite
Eight
game, right?
Too physical for this Duke team.
And then West Virginia in the Final Four.
And that was too physical for this Duke team. They're going to run into this problem. How are they going to keep up with West Virginia?
And then the revisionist thing after that was always, they've had such an easy run.
No, because every weekend, everybody was saying how they're going to lose.
Right, exactly.
Here's the thing.
So anyway,
the difference, but I mean, that team is the opposite of this team
mm-hmm.
because that team was, to coin a phrase from Doug Gottlieb,
alarmingly unathletic.
Correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's why people thought they were going to lose to Baylor
right.
because Baylor was so much more athletic.
Tremendous, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that team had a full understanding of who they were and how they were
that
supposed to play.
That team was North Carolina.
Does this team have a full understanding
of
how they're supposed to play?
No.
I don't think they do. That's why every time they play a legitimate team, they could lose. And
sure.
that's my fear about this Duke team, because
you're not wrong. I just think that I like their chances to get out of that, because I don't like the way either of those teams are coming in, and neither of those teams are particularly dangerous offensively. So with all those
you're
things
right.
in mind,
I think they will get out of the first round,
first weekend.
But I like Michigan State a lot.
And everybody else. Everybody's falling in love with
Michigan
State.
About why a four loss Michigan State, is this correct?
Yeah, they don't have a ton of losses.
I fielded some questions about how could this team be a lower seed than North Carolina with 10?
Mm.
My answer to that was Michigan State was, I believe, 3-4 against the – I know we're doing the quadrants. Quadrant 1.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina was 14 and I think 8?
Yeah.
That's a lot more wins.
The most quadrant one wins by
a
two
lot.
Than people anybody else.
That's
people
11
are fixated,
more quadrant yeah. one
People are fixated on the
wins.
Losses as though all losses are created equal
right.
to begin with.
Michigan
and
State kind of got a little bit of a break in the
yeah.
Big Ten slate.
You
the
mean
way
the
it
little
fell.
10. You mean the little 10.
Ooh.
And the other thing that they also fail to recognize sometimes, mm-hmm. too, is not every win is created equally, as
nope.
you mentioned with the quadrants.
Exactly.
So all season long, I think everybody in this room has been having arguments with people trying to explain why North Carolina is where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't the websites are available to everybody. Like, this information is not hard to come by.
It hasn't been a secret, no.
No, it's not. In fact, it might show up in my top four things that are free, okay?
Bart Torvik?
Yeah. It's free.
I love Bart.
All right?
Bart
is free. You don't want to pay for KenPom? Fine. But that website is free, and they give you a lot of the similar information. Or you can find any number of websites that will spit out RPI numbers to you or look at quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff is readily available to you to find. It's a you problem that you can't figure out why North Carolina is where they are right now at the number two seed, or why they were ranked for a good chunk of the year. And I to me, for North Carolina, it just comes down to how healthy are they. That's really for me.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, where's Cam Johnson?
Where's Cam Johnson? Yeah. Can Joel Berry's in his ankles in postseason?
He said
where have
he
we heard
was,
that story before?
Right. He said he was fine, and Roy said everybody else was a full go,
right,
at
right.
least for their stuff.
Joel's
it's just wear and tear in the season. It is. What
Creighton's
it is.
Not in their side, right?
No.
Joel Berry's just gonna soak in Epsom salts. His ankles will be
no.
fine.
Oh
no.
Uh-oh.
No.
Never forget.
You have Carolina in the Final Four?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so you haven't filled out a bracket
I
yet.
Did fill out our bracket,
okay.
but I did it very quickly last
okay.
night and did not pay much attention.
Duke
to
in the
it.
Final Four?
So that means it'll win. I did have Duke reaching the Final Four.
They
as well.
Have. They control, I've said this before, they control the outcome of every game they play.
There is no question.
I don't care who they play.
Because that's
the
other thing. I know
they
fear Michigan State, and I get that. They did beat them already this year without Marvin Bagley. I know both teams have evolved and changed
yep.
since then, but Just throwing that out there.
NC State?
I think we covered them, right?
Yep.
Could lose Seton Hall. It could get past that first weekend. I don't see that. I would not see them getting much further than that.
Any other ACC?
I do think they could easily get past this weekend.
I know you probably think Syracuse is going to go to the Elite Eight.
No, I don't. I need that team out of my life.
You'll be rooting against them.
I just won't. Just
tomorrow night. Any other ACC school reach the Sweet 16?
Virginia?
Oh, yeah. No, I have Virginia getting to the Final Four.
Yeah.
I like Virginia. I actually think they're that we'd be playing for the championship the final Monday night.
I have to check who I put in there.
Well, we have time. All right. So in honor of today and all the talk about NFL free agency, we will do our top four at four.
There it is.
I got it.
Good for you, Zioli.
And because it is free agency season in the NFL, top four things that are free. Joe Ovius, shoot your shot.
All right, let's go. Speaking of shots, let's start with the easiest one, the free throw. Mm-hmm. It is free throw awareness month. You want to make it far in the NCAA tournament? Pro tip, hit your free throws.
It was on my big board.
Number three on my top four things that are free. Twitter. How is that website still free?
Don't tell them.
My goodness.
There goes one off my board.
So much great content for free.
Yeah, all on Twitter.
It has.
Except that a lot of the links that they tweet out are not free.
It has single-handedly made every coordinating producer's job at ESPN infinitely easier for free.
Yeah.
Our jobs are easier because of that website.
I love Twitter.
And it's all free.
Yep.
All right, number two on my top four things that are free, ACC hospitality beers.
Oh.
Free. Had a lot of those.
My gosh. And they do. Does any entity do a better job of treating the media well?
I can't.
Than we ever deserve to be treated?
We've never worked with any other conferences, but I'm just going to assume that we are spoiled.
Because Lord knows some of us in our midst are working to screw things up about the way that we're treated. We won't name any names,
Mark,
on the air, but
I will, Mark.
Let's not take stuff next time, okay?
Yeah, how about that? Appreciate what we're getting.
Thank you.
And number one on my top four things that are free, and not wearing underwear.
There you go.
They're free.
Wow.
Like my six-year-old likes to do.
Yes. All right.
There you go.
He's a baller.
You're saying. That's right.
All right.
All right.
All right, Lauren Brownlow.
I'm not going to change my number one because I feel like it's different enough. So we're just going to go with it.
Fair enough.
Top four things that are free. Free will. The ability to choose. I think that's very important.
At your own free will. Very
I disagree.
Nice.
Disagree.
No such thing. Anyway.
I mean, okay. It's a whole philosophical discussion.
Now, if you want to talk about Rush songs, like Zioli played. Anyway.
Number three would be scot-free. Still not really sure what it means, but it sounds good to get off scot-free.
Scot-free, right.
No consequences. It's good.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I tried to look it up and got bored with the explanation,
did you?
So forget it. It's something to do with scotch. Whatever.
I'm sure it does.
Number two, I went with something kind of specific, but Harry the Dragon cookies at Harris Teeter. You have these? No?
What?
So, okay. Like,
you always go for the cookies, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Do you get the balloon, too?
No. The balloon is not just offered to adults like
Are you sure? I mean, they're there.
But look, here's the deal.
Get that cheese sample?
Yes.
Of course.
I can conspicuously slide up to the Harry the Dragon stand and walk off with a cookie and eat it so that no one notices.
I mean, those are for kids too, Lauren.
I can't be hanging out with the balloon like people would notice that. I can eat the cookie without being seen.
On the low key.
Right. And it's always a time of day where I need a snack. So Harry the Dragon would be my number two.
Harry the Dragon just sounds like a euphemism for something for me.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Number one. Free drinks.
Yeah.
Because it's not just our friends at ACC Hospitality, but when you go to an open bar wedding, any social event that has free drinks increases the likelihood that I will attend said event significantly. That's my list.
Bill Zioli. Top four things that are free.
All right, top four things that are free coming in at number four. Furniture on the side of the road. Perfectly good furniture, though. No. No, I'm telling you. No, well, you got to inspect it first. Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, oh, but God. When it's good condition, is there anything better?
How much?
But how do you know?
How often
two couches in college.
Where do you inspect
really?
It? Where does said
right
inspection
there.
Take place?
Right there on the side of the road.
You just get out.
You,
like,
you got
yeah,
black
hey,
light
we need
out?
We
like,
need
what?
A couch. Actually,
would,
yes.
That would go
yes.
with our drapes. That would go with the drapes.
Wait, you had the black light out on the side of
yes.
the road?
Yes. At night.
I can't.
Done it before.
That's so great.
Coming in, we'll go right along the three.
What?
Gifts, which also could be furniture. No.
I'm dead.
Sight unseen, the rest of the list. That might be the best top four answer ever.
Did you not get a couch in college or something?
No, I didn't, but it's just, that's perfect. That is just amazing. That's outstanding.
I bet you there was a lot of people out there
did
who
have
also taken.
Did you do number three because
taken...
I almost blacked out?
Gifts.
Gifts.
Yes, gifts. Should I go on my list or should I just stop
gifts.
At number four? Should I just stop at number four?
I kind of feel like you should, but I want to hear the rest
done.
Now. Now
yeah.
I kind of want to hear what else
is I want to keep. What is wrong with furniture? If it's perfectly
it's
fine,
hysterical.
Good furniture.
No, that whole thing is hysterical.
The idea of being on the side of the road with the black.
Checking it out.
It wasn't just me by myself.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
No,
imagine
it's
passing
it's
that.
Oh, seeing somebody go. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Number two, free music. I was gonna go with beer, but I'll do music because I you know, I don't pay for Apple Music. I don't pay for Spotify, although a lot of people tell me I should.
Yeah.
I pay for Apple Music.
Yeah?
Not on Spotify.
Okay. And then number one, free Wi-Fi.
Oh,
yeah. That's
yeah.
good.
That's a good one.
Very
that's good.
Nice.
Maybe I should change furniture to one,
you,
though.
You should not change that answer.
All right.
You really should.
Yeah,
there you go.
The free Wi-Fi, though, sometimes it does have its catches. Like, there are some locations where you get the free Wi-Fi,
and
but,
then
they make you, you log in to,
oh,
like,
yeah,
Facebook
yeah, yeah.
to say, yeah, I'm here.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What if I don't
log
want anybody to know that I'm here?
Yeah, I hear you.
But anyway.
All right, my top four things that are free. Number four. The get out of jail free card, which is
on my big board.
Absolutely imperative when you're playing Monopoly, but it also is a euphemism for a lot of things in life.
It is, although I don't think it's real in real life. You don't really get one of those.
Some people do.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people get out of have the get out of jail free card. I actually used to sell. You know, the get out of jail free card has a value. In Monopoly.
It does?
It's $50.
Really?
Yes. When I was a kid playing Monopoly with my sister, I used to sell it for like $500.
Capitalism.
She wasn't very good at it. So get out of jail free card. Number three, when Justin Falk scores, you get a free side of queso.
That's right. Free queso. We love free queso.
I was going to do fat trick, but then 50% Papa John's.
Right,
then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if it's after noon, the Bowberry
right.
biscuit's not free either.
Yeah.
But
the queso, no strings.
No strings. Of course, hasn't happened a lot this year.
I was about to say, how many times have there been free queso this year?
Has every time that he scores
well,
been
seven,
a fat trick?
No,
only twice
three.
This year.
But the thing is, he's got seven goals, and five of them have come in two games.
Right, that's why I asked.
Yeah,
that.
It's been.
It feels like every time he scored, it's been a fat trick.
We've gotten hosed. That's number three. Number two, I mean, everybody's favorite, is a free trial. Online,
see?
You join a website, you get a free trial.
Yeah
but that's not
like,
really free, Adam.
Oh, it's free as long as you cancel it
no.
before the end of the month.
This is why it's not free, though. You
it
will
sucks
be
you, in.
You will be harassed till the
oh,
grave,
yeah.
and then your family will then get the mailers and email reminders of, hey, maybe you want to come back. There's no such thing as free with the free trial. You are on their list.
Back
You've given them the information.
Back in the day, every website I joined, I was smart enough to unjoin immediately after joining. So at the end of the 30 days, you didn't get inundated with that stuff anymore. And then you just seek out another. There's thousands of websites you can join for a free trial. That was number two. And number one, come on. What song is it you want to hear? Freebird! Come on! Freebird!
Wait for it.
Come on, man!
Play it!
Play it pretty for Atlanta.
scene in Forrest Gump I always think of every time. I hear the song now.
There are so many songs that were I was going to do I'm Free by The Who.
I had Free Your Mind. Free, free Your Mind by En Vogue was
That's
on my
good
big
one.
Board.
Go. I'm surprised that nobody wanted Willie.
I had Free Willie on my list.
Willie is free.
That's right. I had Free Willie. I had Free Falling, which Bill played at the front of this segment.
Free Meek Mill. It's a thing.
What?
That's a thing.
What?
Free Meek Mill, right?
Sure.
That's a thing.
Gluten free.
That's gluten, yeah.
We had the Free PJ hashtag a few years ago.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Free pass. Free on.
Free pass is kind of like the get out of jail free card. A little
kind
bit.
Kind of. For those people who are air conditioning fans, free on. Can't live without that. I consider that strongly at number four. But there you go. That's our top four at four. All right. So we have game-shaking news to report. I would like to start with the only team that really matters to me, Joe.
The Mets.
Yes.
All right, can we just make this quick?
Yes.
All right. The Mets cut Tebow.
They sent him to the minor league camp.
Which is weird because I thought Tebow was already cut.
No. He was just sent back to the minor league camp. He was invited to... Oh, I see. No, he does the cutting.
Oh.
I don't know that Tim Tebow was already cut.
Well, now he is.
Typically, Tim Tebow has been doing the cutting.
This is true.
But he was sent back to their minor league camp with a bunch of other pitchers. I don't know who
the dream of him making the roster, the major league roster, is over. I'm very bummed out by
this.
Right,
it was never going to happen anyway.
Very bummed out by this.
But he'll go back to minor league camp. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't show up in a few more spring training and split squad games as we're now 2 weeks away from the start of the season, because the season starts at the last week in March. It doesn't start in April. Season actually begins in March.
Mm-hmm.
So not surprised. He didn't have a very good spring when he was in the lineup, so that's a problem. But not a surprise that Tim Tebow did not make the Mets roster.
But it's been a busy day with it's not officially the start of NFL free agency.
Tomorrow is the day.
We are in the what they call the tampering window, which let that marinate for a second.
Yeah.
The NFL has a built-in window for you to tamper.
I don't understand. Huh? You can agree to contracts, but you can't sign them.
So can you imagine going to the drugstore and there's been a tamper window for you to buy this ibuprofen?
Right.
Huh? Doesn't make any sense.
Like, that's the time where they don't take your license when you buy the really good antihistamines, right? When I buy my Aleve cold and sinus.
Hey, at the...
they have to give them my license?
At the drugstore between 6 and 7, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's the tampering window. No ID required to go buy this Sudafed.
All the Aleve D
all you want.
You can get, man.
Anyway, so the NFL has this tampering window, so all these signings are getting announced today, and the agents love talking about it. And there's been some big news. The biggest of them all is the fact that Kirk Cousins, the former Washington Redskins quarterback, signed a guaranteed deal with the Minnesota Vikings. 3 years, what is it, $85 million total? $84 million. Guaranteed. It's a short deal. There's no fluff in this contract. There's no incentive-based contract. All that money is his. And you know what? I got nothing but respect for Kirk Cousins on this one. Good for him. Good for his agent. Dude's bet on himself multiple times, and the team came up with the money. I like the fact that it's guaranteed for just the 3 years, that three-year window being important because it comes up for the next CBA, more money coming to the league with that next television deal. He's still going to be at a relatively young age. I think he'll be, 32 or 33 when that contract's up, and he'll be able to cash out again if he's competent.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is be competent.
If he's worthy, he'll get another deal.
So good, another deal. Tip of the cap to Kirk Cousins. You have finessed the league. You finessed them. You finessed the Redskins and you finessed the Vikings. I got nothing but respect for you, man.
I'm fine with that.
But you know,
good for Cousins.
If Cousins goes to the Minnesota Vikings, you know what that means, Adam? He can't go to the Jets.
Best thing I heard all day long.
And all last week while we were in New York, I monitored sports talk radio in the Big Apple. Both WFAN and all of their shows, whether it was Boomer and Geo or what the cavalcade of stars they now have in the afternoons to replace Francesa. They have three people, including Bart Scott.
They do.
Was it Maggie?
Jets legend.
Was it Bart Scott, Maggie, Gray, and somebody else?
I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, every single day.
Yep.
They talked about Kirk Cousins and the Jets. Can it happen? What did Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un mean for the Jets and Kirk Cousins' free agency? They have to be despondent to that.
Rex Tillerson is out. Could
is that the reason why he didn't sign with the Jets?
Could Kirk Cousins replace Josh McCown in New York?
Coming up next with Joe Benigno and Evan, was it? Who's the other guy?
Anyway, no idea.
Joe Benigno and this other guy. Will the trade wars help the Jets land Kirk Cousins? That was last week. Okay. They got to be so depressed today. But you're happy.
Why? No, no.
You're happy. If you were doing New York Sports Talk today, you'd be beefing with Michael Kay.
I love what they did.
Because they're going to get Teddy Bridgewater, it looks like.
They're going to sign Teddy Bridgewater. They've already signed or agreed with Josh McCown to bring him back on a one-year deal at $10 million. They can get both quarterbacks for, let's just say, $20 million, right? And draft a quarterback. With, I don't think they'll draft one at six unless the guy they really want is available, and I would not trade up if I were them. And if they want, and I hope they do this, draft Lamar Jackson either late first or early second round. Then my entire master plan has been put into place without actually having the burden of making that decision.
I so hope they don't get Bridgewater now. It's the Jets.
It's done.
Well, look, if they don't get Bridgewater. That's fine. At least they didn't blow $90 million on a guy who the system, I'm not knocking Cousins as a quarterback. The system made Kirk Cousins. He's a competent quarterback. He's not somebody I would guarantee $84 million over 3 years to. No chance of that.
Of course, the other quarterbacks and agents are very happy that the Minnesota Vikings did something like that because it sets the table going forward. Sam Bradford, by the way, not going to stick around with the Vikings. He is set to join the Arizona Cardinals, as is Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon looks to be joining the Cardinals as a QB option for them.
When will Mike Glennon be the starter in Arizona?
Give it time.
Week three? Week four?
Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That's no, not smell. Do you hear that? Those are Panthers fans in Charlotte who are parched, reaching for water right now. They're thirsty, Adam.
Yes.
The reason why they're thirsty is because the Green Bay Packers have cut Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
The thirst is real in Charlotte to sign the wide receiver who was cut today.
He would be their best wide receiver.
It might be. By the way, the Packers are set to sign Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
So from New Orleans. Yeah, the Panthers haven't. What are they doing?
What are the Panthers doing? They're lying in the weeds.
Just waiting for the right move.
Waiting to pounce.
So,
I've been going back and forth with a couple of people today, and I stopped doing it recently because the conversation was growing tiresome. The Panthers traded for Torrey Smith about a week ago. They traded the cornerback, Daryl Worley, to Philadelphia for Torrey Smith, who's been in the league 8 years or 9 years. There was a time where he was a legit deep threat. That time is over. He's now averaging less than 12 yards a catch. If you're a legit deep threat and averaging less than 12 yards a catch, you're not really a legit deep threat. He caught 36 balls this year, 20 last year, whatever. But he's got $5 million. They could cut him tomorrow, and they don't owe him anything, which, frankly, I wouldn't be completely shocked if happened at some point during training camp. With all of that said, if the Panthers do not upgrade the wide receiver position, and if Damir Bird and Curtis Samuel do not become legit NFL caliber dynamic players, then what's the point in having Cam Newton on your team?
Yeah.
Like, I can make the argument that if they don't get better at receiver, then they should trade Cam Newton.
Well, that's...
I know. I understand how foolish that sounds.
Have you been chugging beer like like Tom Brady?
Understand what I'm saying
on Colbert Show?
I am not advocating for them trading Cam Newton.
All right.
But to have Newton without weapons is a waste of Newton.
So how's that any different than before? So, well, yeah.
But we all recognize that it was a waste.
We all recognize what it is. We actually had this conversation with Bomani Jones while we were hanging out in New York about the Panthers, their offseason, and how much longer does Cam Newton have in his prime. You could make the argument that this past season was probably the last year of Cam as we know him. Because you can only take, and this is coming from somebody who advocates that Cam Newton should be a runner, that you should utilize him in the offense. He is big, okay? He is bigger than everybody else. But that's only going to last so long. And that's going to be one of the great frustrations of the Carolina Panthers, that they did not utilize that. But hey, you know what? At least without the Indianapolis Colts, right?
Right, that's true.
With Andrew Luck. But yeah,
yeah, the Indianapolis Colts have a good quarterback behind Andrew Luck.
I am curious to see, and Jacoby Brissett. I am curious to see what the next act for Cam Newton will be, though, because this might be this past year and going into this year might be the transition point of him as this overpowering force on the field that has to turn into something else. That's why, you know, Russell Wilson is probably built for the long haul better than anybody else because of the way he plays. Cam's just not that way. He'll run over you, not run around you. And the Panthers have certainly wasted that.
Except that Wilson gets hit a ton.
He does.
It takes a lot of sacks.
He does. He does.
Look, the bottom line for me is...
They bowled over slowly as opposed to Cam Newton, who just wants to bowl you over.
The Panthers do not have a good offensive line.
Nope.
And they do not have good wide receivers.
And this is why they need Cam Newton more than anything else.
Right.
Because he is their offense.
He is their offense.
Get rid of him, what they have.
But you're wasting
Picks.
Him. But you're wasting him.
But they don't care if they waste him or not.
Apparently not.
Because if you get rid of him, all you're doing, you're looking at it from the perspective of what's best for Cam. I agree.
No, I'm not
What's best for Cam is for him to leave the Panthers at this point if they're not going to support him.
What's best for the franchise is... If they will refuse to give Cam weapons that will help make the offense better, then they should trade Newton because you could still get tons for him and rebuild your franchise through that trade. That's what if you can't come up with a better set of wide receivers than you had last year, and granted, as I just said. We don't know what Damier Byrd can do because he was barely healthy all last year. We don't know what Curtis Samuel can do because he was never healthy last year. I mean, Devin Funchess, good, solid possession receiver. We're running the end of Greg Olsen, as good as he is.
Yeah.
Right? He's basically...
Speaking of decline.
Right,
yes.
Coming to the end. So that's your receiving core. That's terrible. And they've only got Christian McCaffrey or Cameron Artis Payne and Fozzie Whitaker. They either need another running back, somebody else they can go to other than Christian McCaffrey. I don't think Payne is necessarily the answer, and I don't think Fozzie Whitaker is necessarily the answer. But they need a better offensive line, too. This has been complete malpractice by the front office. When you keep drafting defensive players, you need desperately, although I guess McCaffrey was an offensive draft pick a year ago, and they drafted Benjamin a couple of years before that. They need desperately better offensive line play and better receiving play. They're not going to get it, then you're just wasting Cam Newton. It's extreme, but it was just to illustrate a point.
That's one way of putting it. It's extreme, all right. I mean, I see what you're saying, but that's very extreme.
You've been listening to the Adam and Joe podcast from 99.9 The Fan. Don't forget that you can stream the show live at WRALSportsFan.com and our new WRAL Sports Fan app in the iTunes and Google Play Store.